Blog Talk Radio.
You're on the Car Thinker.
Teresa Ray Butler, and welcome to Cream City Classica. Today, we have the infamous, the one and only Nene Capri. I want to get on the lines and see who's there, what's going on, with 574. 574, Cream City Classica, who's on the line? This is who?
Miss Ray.
Wait a minute, who is this?
Hello.
Okay, I can hear you now.
Okay, this is Miss Radiance. I was just calling in to show my support.
Hi, Miss Radiance. Welcome to the show. I'm looking for Nene, though. Let me get Nene on the line because the line is blowing up. I don't even remember what number I was told or even if I was told the number. So hold on. Don't go nowhere. Area code 201 Cream City Classical. Who's on the line?
It's the boss lady, Nene Capri. How
there
are you?
There you go. Drop the mic.
Absolutely. I'm on deck. I'm on deck. What's going on?
Man, everything. I'm asking my people, like, do we got a number for it? Because of the line. Y'all know how it is when Nene called. Come on now. We ain't going to know who.
Thank you. Who going to pop up?
Right.
Absolutely.
Let's get one more caller in just to make sure we're not leaving anybody out that had been waiting.
Okay.
Area code 516-516, Cream City Classical. Who's on the line?
Hey, this is Tony. How y'all doing?
Hey, Tony.
Tony. I'm going to give you support and love for the boss lady.
Yes, thank you. Thank you, Miss Tony. Make sure you keep my chair warm because when I leave from over here, I'm going to run over to the studio and I'll be waiting. So, you know, keep me something cool to drink and keep my chair warm.
You know how we do it, Real Raw Radio. We ready for you. As soon as you slide on out of that seat right there, we're going to be ready for you.
Thank you. Love you guys.
Love you more.
Oh, that's
so sweet.
Yeah, I can't run none of this without them. Go ahead.
You know what? It's been a short little stint since last we talked to you because we do talk to you. We talk to you.
Yes.
But you're always
busy
and you're all. Thank you. You're always busy and you're always keeping it moving and you're always keeping it coming. Now, we understand you got some more stuff coming and dropping and falling and just landing on the desk.
Yes.
What's been going on with you? Oh, man, I'm so blessed. I'm blessed. Thanks for having me out here. Definitely. Thank you. Every time you send for us, Leisha, make sure we get over here. So we appreciate you. Firstly, we must say, we had a great blessing for 2016. We were able to go independent. We were able to bring our original first series, the Pussy Trap series, back home. So we were able to get that. So now it's back home. It's on Kindle. It's going live on paperback. It's on audiobook, book 1, 2, and 3, part 4. It's coming at the end of the summer, so that is phenomenal. I also have Dreamweaver over here back on my camp, and I have some more phenomenal things coming. We got Diamonds, Pumps, and Glocks that I wrote for Black, Literary Assassin from G Street. So that's coming out in a few short weeks. My team, Nene Capri Presents, we got DV's Deception 1 and 2 are available now. Yes, and Sinful Lust is coming with Imani Hilton. So the Black Widow, she's right behind her. We got stuff dropping all summer, so it's going to be crazy.
Imani Hilton, her book is Lustful Sin, right?
Sinful Lust.
Oh, I thought we had
order.
I thought we had it as Lustful Sin.
No, it's Sinful,
Lust.
Yes, it's Sinful Lust.
Okay, because I thought it was Lustful Sin. Okay, all right.
Yeah, it's Sinful.
Because you know what?
Yeah,
you know what?
Amazon. What's
going
on?
She's coming on the show next. That's why I'm asking. She's coming up, what, tomorrow or is it Thursday?
Okay.
I have to check the schedule. I know she's coming through the door. Okay, so.
Yes, she'll be through the door. She'll be here. Yes, Sinful Lust.
When we get a chance to talk to you, we always get, like, sometimes you bless us with little nuggets and stuff like that. You know, I see you got some of your people on the line. Is there any kind of literary game nuggets you can bless us with today or anything new with PR? Anything coming from you is always what's up. So,
thank you. I appreciate that. My first thing is always to study your craft, no matter what the craft is, whether it's music, whether it's literature, if it's acting, whatever your craft is, study your craft. Be well-vised in your craft, not just, oh, I write or, oh, I sing or, you know, whatever it is that you do in the arts or any type of business venture, you need to study. You need to read and not just take hearsay. You need to have books or video, you know, take classes, get as much literature as you possibly can, you know, on your art and your craft. And if you're a writer and you're not reading, you're disservicing yourself because you're not becoming familiar with words. You're not becoming familiar with language. You're not becoming familiar with sentence structure. You have to be able to know all aspects of the business, no editing, no promotions, you know, no formatting. You have to know graphics to see if things are lining up properly and which end of the spine your logo should go on. All those things you have to study, and you should do it constantly. And then branding, you know what I'm saying? Always brand yourself a certain kind of way. Don't be afraid to be you and follow it all the way through. Yep, follow it all the way through. Yep.
Ladies, is there anybody on the line who can add to that? Because, you know, a lot of times when newcomers come in, they think that you just write a piece and then, boom, the magic happens. No, there's work. Would anybody like to talk about the work? Because it's work.
Who else do we have on the line? Who else do we have on the line? Who else do they have?
Radiant.
Okay. And who else we got?
Miss
Radiant. Okay. Oh, Miss Tony's still over there. Okay.
Hey,
got Miss Tony
I'm
on
here.
The line. Miss Tony, they ain't mute you. Okay, go ahead, Miss Tony. I thought you was gone. Go ahead, Miss Tony.
I did too,
go ahead, Miss Tony.
I just want to add to what the boss lady said is definitely work. You know, a lot of people think that writing is the easy part. But once you finish that book, you got to start promoting yourself. You got to start selling yourself. You got to make yourself visible to your readers and prospective readers. So it's always a work. You got to work on a daily basis, and you always have to be learning something new while you're working.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And it's an everyday process, all day long. You know, if you are serious about the craft, then it's an all day long process, because when I'm not writing, I'm reading. When I'm not reading, I'm researching. When I'm not researching, I'm promoting. And when I'm not promoting, I'm finding other ways to promote, you know, new ways, you know, innovative ways, you know, always researching, always sending my teammates after information, you know, always sitting over here, you know, trying to see what can we do next and what can we do next that nobody else is doing. And if they're doing it, how can we do it differently? So that's the basic thing right there. How can you be the best you can be and stand out, you know, in a crowd? That's one thing you have to do. It's a sea of books. There's so many authors right now, so much going on in literature. How are you going to stand out? How are you going to be different? You know, are you going to go and fall into the trends of the same titles and covers as everybody else? Or are you going to say, let me take a step outside of this. Let me try to do something different. Let me be that second look book that somebody takes a second look at, like, whoa, let me see what that is, versus, oh, it looks like everything else and it's hard to even pick because everything sounds the same, everything looks the same, you know? So try to be, you know, that diamond in the rough, you know, that rare gem, you know, the one that they come across and have to take a second look, and they got to get it. Mm-hmm.
So can I just add to that, Nene, that,
yeah,
you know, Nene, she lives by what she just taught, what she just spoke. We live that on a daily basis on Nene's team, and we try to rise above the fray of the ordinary and all the shenanigans. So I'm going to go back into Cuba. We live what she is teaching and preaching on a daily basis, and that's why, you know, it's always a pleasure and it's always a journey riding with Nene.
Thank you. I love you. I couldn't do none of this without y'all, and I appreciate y'all for rocking with me. I really do. Yep, I can't do it without any of them. Tony, Leisha, I love my whole team. They be holding it down. They be holding it
down.
Shout
out, Leisha.
And I appreciate that. Yes, that's my baby.
I love working with her. She is clean. Yeah, she is real good. Smooth, sharpie clean. You know, if anything look a little crinkle, we straighten it out right away. Leisha and I, we get stuff done.
Yes,
but
yes.
You
Leisha's
know what,
a sweetheart.
Ladies, mm-hmm. Shout out. Ladies, I want to say something about the sisterhood and the partnership mm-hmm. that comes between, and the brother, you know, the bonding that comes between taking your craft seriously and getting your team together. What can you guys say on the radio for the listeners that is like some key ingredients to keeping it together? Because a lot of times some great things can happen, but people fall off because they fall out. What keeps y'all so tight and so, you know, focused?
Well, firstly, when I formed the team, I didn't even form the team. The team formed itself. It just started with little old me. You know, I'm on Facebook, I'm doing my thing, have been doing it for a very long time. People like Leisha, you know, just busting my inbox every so often, and with so much character, and just like me, you know, that same passion and willingness to learn and willingness to go forward and to do things, you know. And Leisha just bust in, and she's like, yo, you should do this, and you should do that, and I don't mean to be bossy, but so-and-so-and-so, and I feel this way about the book, and da-da-da-da. And she was just a reader, you know, not just a reader, because she is a professional woman, she is an educated woman, so she wasn't just a reader, not like that, but in our industry, she came as a reader. And, you know, just loving my work and giving me critique and being honest with me, not acting like, oh, well, that's Nene Capri. I can't tell her if I'm feeling a certain way, you know, about a scene or what so have you. And it began there. You know, she said, Nene, you should go ahead and start a publishing company. I was becoming independent from Wahida's team. And she was like, why don't you do your own thing? And this, that, and the third. And I was like, oh, she's so bossy and pushy. And then I was like, well, if I do, what should I call it? She's like, well, we all call you the boss lady, so it could be Boss Lady Publishing. I was like, oh, okay. You know, and I went and got, you know, the logos done and started the business proceeds, and I was like, I'll do it if you rock with me. And she said, Nene, I don't know none of that stuff. I don't know how to do none of that. That's what you do. I read. I said, well, I'll teach you, you know, and I'll teach you what I know so you can help me. And that's how it began. And Tony, you know, another one, she was reading and she fell in, and then the author's the same way. And they have to come a certain kind of way with that same spirit of love and sisterhood. And if it doesn't come that way, they can't come in the family. That's why the family's so small, because we don't play that. But we have times where we don't agree about things and we voice it. And sometimes it might be above volume. But it comes back down because we all respect each other's role. We respect each other's intelligence. We respect each other as women. And we are able to iron those things out and get right back to the game, you know, because at the end of the day, it's about our legacy that we're each building for our families, and we're all helping each other get to that goal. So, yeah, that's how
we're going. Absolutely. Mm-hmm.
Let me
check the line. Let's take another caller for area code 248.
Okay.
Area code 248. Cream City Classica. Who's on the line?
Hey, y'all. What's happening? I'm late, but I heard
hey,
it.
Hey,
yeah.
Hey,
y'all. Hey, y'all. I heard it. Tony out here talking that talking. I said, look at y'all. Okay.
We didn't want to be embarrassing you. We didn't want to embarrass you, Leisha. We didn't want to embarrass you because they spoke highly of you over here. But I was like, well, shoot, they over here talking all good about her, so we can't come over here and embarrass you. So we try to
shoot.
On our best behavior.
Hey, Leisha. Hey, P. Hey, Ray. Hey, Neat. What's going on? I was sitting in a queue because y'all was just talking it up.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we're here. We're here. We're chopping it up. Mm-hmm.
Did you want to add anything, Leisha? Because you put a lot of hours in.
I always ask the. I'm always working, but I will say, don't expect something for nothing.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of times people want people to do everything, and they want to either pay nothing for it or give nothing for it. You can't expect people to do something for nothing. And you can't go cheap all the time. Just because
mm-hmm.
Bebe down the street said that she'll do your edits for $50 doesn't mean that that's an A1 edit.
Right.
You need to go ahead on and pay that $200 or $300. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Because you
want to
go for quality.
Absolutely.
So, you know, and promotion is something that you can do yourself. You do have to research and just find what your niche is. But if you get
mm-hmm.
a promoter, you got to pay that promoter.
Right. Exactly. It's a lot of work.
And,
it is a lot of work.
And they touched
invest.
On it. You
have
to know your team. If you are with a publishing house, you have to know everybody's position and how they play it. Because as an author, I think that helps you better understand your role and what you need to do or add or take away to your team. Because if you have your publisher and you don't know what they do, and then you don't know what the printer does, you don't know what the this person does, you don't know what a format is, you don't know how. If you don't know these different things, they're not saying that you have to do them, but you got to know about them.
Right.
So if you got a team and your team is missing some elements, how do you know if you don't know everybody's position and what they do? Because you can't expect your publisher to do everything. A publisher is not going to put money in your book, covers, edits, this, that, and other, whether they might send you some books or, you know, whatever the case may be, book signings. They're not going to do all of that just because. They have to spend money. And, you know, the literary world is a pay-to-play industry. You have to pay money to do what you want to do and get where you want to be.
Absolutely.
Right.
Exactly.
Yeah. There you have it. Thanks, Ms. Leisha. I know you got to go cut on some lights. Leisha got to go cut some lights on. Go cut some lights on, Leisha and Tony. Leisha and Tony got lights to cut on. Y'all got lights to cut on. They can't play with us. Leisha and Tony will stay here all day and play with us. They will. They'll stay here all day. Ms. Tony will have her pearls on and she'll be spinning in her chair. Leisha will be drinking all the hot chocolate with marshmallows and spinning in her seat.
That's what I'm doing right now, sitting in my seat.
I told you. With the hot chocolate, with the big cup of hot chocolate. Absolutely.
And think about it.
When
people see you, when people see the team out and about, you know, in person or whether it's on social media, it almost looks like y'all dressed up just for the meeting, because we rarely even see y'all having a glass. Yes, you know what I'm saying? It's always business, always.
Who, us?
Yeah.
You barely see us having a good time?
No, you look like you're having a good time, but I've never seen y'all toasted up or nothing. I've seen y'all always business. Now, y'all look clean. Y'all
yeah.
always sharp, but it's always business.
Mm-hmm. Definitely, it is.
Yep.
Even when we go to parties or events, it's always about working the room. You know what I'm saying? And when we together, it's
right.
like Alicia over here, Tony over there, I'm over this side of the room. We taking pictures. We doing interviews. We're finding people for the show. Even when we're supposed to be having a good time, like we're never having a good time. Like we're having it, but it's always business for us. Like we in the restaurant, Alicia came down for her birthday, and the guy is like, hey, he tried to pass me a card. She's like, wait a minute, you don't know who you passing the card to. That's Nene Capri. Nene, get your cards out. I'm like, well, I'm in my purse trying to dig them out. He's like, shoot, you read? Do you read? Do you read? You know, we start selling books on the spot. Do your girlfriend read? Do your mama read? Do your nephew read? Well, what do you do? Lisa said, well, what do he do? I said, well, he in the plumbing. We like, well, we can't have him on here talking about. She's like, well, maybe we could run him a commercial. You know what I'm saying? So then we start talking about business. Like, we forgot what we was there for. We supposed to be celebrating happy birthday. Now we over here trying to do something for the radio, but that's how it is with us. But that's our pleasure, you know what I'm saying? We have pleasure in our work, and we have work through our pleasures. So, you know, it's just a blessing. You know, we all want independence, freedoms, and, you know, legacies to leave behind for our children. So it works, you know, it works for us. Everybody on our team is responsible, grown women with families and trying to do something extra so that the next generation of our kids and our families don't have to struggle like we did to get to this point. So, yeah, with that goal in mind, we work well together. So we're happy. Mm-hmm. And the door is closing, so we don't have too many people over here, so don't come and knock it. Don't come and knock it. I think Alicia locked it. I closed it, and she locked it. She wanted to make sure, because she know I'll come back and let people back in the door. So Alicia locked the door and put change the security code. She didn't even give it to me, child. I don't even know if my keys work to the studio. I got to ring the bell like everybody else. They're like, Nene just be bringing in stragglers. I'll be like, well, damn. I'll be like, wait out here because my friends got to come out here and prove y'all first. So y'all stay right here until I get them. At least they say, y'all can come in. They got to watch me.
But you know what? Sometimes, not just that, because I used to give away the kitchen sink. I used to be, I'm really nice. But I used to be too nice. Nene used to be like, what did you do that for? Well, you know. She was like, no, I don't know.
I don't know. I was like,
stop
throwing
the
free stuff.
You said they just get it together. Don't be getting dead. If they ain't got it, they ain't got it. We ain't got no help for them.
I'm sorry.
Well,
you have to. It's, you know, we was running a business. I'm like, and we was early in our business, and I'm like, well, Alicia, we ain't hardly got the revenue going yet. Alicia, like, well, hey, let's just keep giving away the inventory. Alicia just going in the stock room. Everybody come by. She's like, trick or treat, child. Then stick of stuff in their bag. But she got better. Now I'd be like, Alicia, just let them have a discount of bargain. He's like, discount of bargain. I'd be like, well, give them the 5%, the family discount, nothing, Alicia, no.
But me and Tony actually just talked about this. You know, I promote my company, but I don't have to. You know what I'm saying? Because people are always either they come to me or they refer to me, and most of the clients are referred to me, or they see me and they're like, yeah, I like the way you move. But other than me going out, posting, I don't do that now because I don't have to.
Mm-mm. You really don't have to at the beginning because of the, you know what I'm saying, the work that was being done, you know, it preceded you. And that's the best thing you can do. You know, you are your own business card, and you have to work like you want people to hire you. You know what I'm saying? And that's how you work. You're very efficient. And you're very detailed, and you're very serious, and you don't play with people's money, and you don't play with people's time, and you don't want them to play with yours. So, yeah, it works when you do it that way, in my opinion.
Absolutely. Well, I got to go, y'all,
because
I got to turn the lights out.
Put my chair out.
But, yes, Imani is here Thursday. Imani will be here Thursday.
Yes, Thursday, yes.
Okay.
Thank you.
Yep.
Bye, Lisa.
Well, ladies.
All right. See y'all.
Bye. Mm-hmm. It is the end of the show. We only have one more minute left to give some shout outs and pump that new book right away. So I'll let you have the floor.
Yes. Absolutely. Thank you so much. It's the Boss Lady, Nene Capri. You can find me on Amazon and anywhere books are sold. It will be in paperback very soon. The Pussy Trap series, books 1, 2, and 3. We got the Trust No Bitch series, 1, 2, and 3. Tainted 1 and 2. Dreamweaver, Love is Blind, and Diamonds, Pumps, and Glocks coming to you spring 2016 with the authoress Black. Nene Capri Presents is on deck. We got all types of things going on. Just Google me, everything, Nene Capri. I'm Nene Capri all over the place. Check me out. I'm heading over to Real Raw Radio. Come over there and get a listen.
That's Real Raw Radio. Yes.
Real
All
raw
right, ladies.
Real.
like Kevin Harvey said, Real Rap Raw.
Yes, yes, yes. By myself, one pillow, one cot. Right on night. No. Yes, we love to have a good time. We love to have a good time. Thank you for having us out here. We appreciate you so much. We appreciate what you do for literature and what you do for the arts. And anytime you call, we're going to come on over here and chop it up.
All right. And we always got a place for you to shine. You already know that. So we'll be talking to you again,
girl. Thank you,
beloved. All right.
Have a wonderful evening. Hit me anytime.
All right, everybody. This is it.
Bye-bye.
We're going to have to come together another day, but right now we thank you for coming, and good evening.
Domina Jax had only meant to make ends meet, only to discover the joy of role-playing as a dom. When her benefactor dies, she must expand her hustle, exposing her new dangers. Peter Mack, in his signature flow, weaves a tight tale of sex, violence, money, and murder through the hustle of two women and a witless man for whom submission is a privilege. Domina, Submission is a Privilege, by author Peter Mack, inspired by the real sessions of Regina Bolton, endorsed by Shakir Rashan, author of The Awakening. Learn more about this dynamic and versatile novelist, interviews, bio, books, social media, links, contact pics, etc. at www.petermackpresents.com. Coming April 29th.
You're on the call.